You're my king.
Hail Jesus, you're my king.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my days.
I will praise you all my days.
You're perfect in all your ways.
Perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
I will obey your word.
I will obey your word.
I want to see your kingdom come.
I want to see your kingdom come.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Oh, glory, glory to the Lamb.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Take us into the land.
You will take us into the land.
We will conquer in your name.
We will conquer in your name.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my days.
I will praise you all my days.
In all your ways.
You're perfect in all your ways.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
You will take us into the land.
You will take us into the land.
We will conquer in your name.
We will conquer in your name.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Hail, hail. Line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
He's the lion in the tribe of Judah. He's the root and the offspring of David. He's the lily of the valley.
Hey!
He's the bright and the morning star. Oh, oh, oh,
hail, 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 line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are. Of Judah shall break every chain and give to us the victory again and again. Oh, the Lion of Judah shall break every chain and give to us the victory,
yeah,
again and again. Oh, hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How powerful
you are.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
How wonderful you are.
So powerful, powerful, powerful.
How powerful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Shall break every chain and give to us the victory again and again. Oh, the Lion of Judah shall break every chain and give to us the victory again and again. Oh, hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How powerful you are.
How powerful you are.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, good morning. We welcome you. We welcome you. Today is the day that the Lord has made. So say, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, Lord God. We invite you into this place, Lord God. This place being our hearts, Lord God. This place being our minds, Lord God. This place being whatever physical building, whatever airways we are listening through, Lord God. You are invited to inhabit our praises. Amen. Amen, amen.
You know the Lord is worthy. Yeah, Lord God, we give you the praise. Thank you for always making a way. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. We declare your word, God, yes, you are. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy.
Lord, you're worthy.
And we
give you the praise.
Lord, you're worthy.
Lord, you're worthy.
And we
give you the praise.
Always make it away.
And we give you the praise.
Lord, you're worthy.
And we
give you the praise.
Lord, you're worthy.
And we
give you the praise.
Lord, you're worthy.
Lord, you're worthy.
And we
give you the praise.
Lord, you're worthy.
Lord, you're worthy.
And we
give you the praise.
Lord, you're faithful.
Lord, you're faithful.
And we
give you the praise.
Lord, you're faithful.
Lord, you're faithful.
And we
give you the praise.
Always make it away.
Always make it away.
And we
give you the praise.
Lord, you're faithful.
Lord, you're faithful.
Lord, you're holy.
Lord, you're holy.
And we
give you the praise.
Always make it away.
And we
give you the praise.
Lord, you're holy.
Lord, you're holy.
And we
give you the praise.
Hey, hey. Woo. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you for being holy, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
the praise.
Lord, you're so awesome.
Lord, you're awesome.
And we give you the praise.
Always make it a way.
And we give you the praise.
Lord, you're awesome.
And we give you the praise.
You are awesome.
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 And we
give you the praise.
You are awesome.
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 And we
give you the praise.
You are worthy.
Worthy.
Worthy. Yeah.
Worthy.
And we
give you the praise.
You are worthy.
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 And we
give you the praise.
You are Jesus.
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 And we
give you the praise.
You are Jesus.
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 And we
give you the praise.
You are Jesus.
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 Holy.
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 Righteous.
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 Faithful.
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 Worthy.
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 Lord, you're holy.
Lord, you're holy.
And we give
you the praise.
Hallelujah.
About something that God did for you that no one else knows, personal and intimate, and reflect on that for just a second. No one knows your worship, your story like you do. And so the next song says that God, no one can worship for us. We have to give you our own praise, God. Hallelujah. So I need you to take some time and think about what He's done for you. Forget about your neighbor. Forget about who's in the room with you, who's in the car with you. Reflect on His goodness. Hallelujah. God, thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Worship you for me.
Think about what
y'all thinking. For all the things you've done for me, and no one can worship you for me. Here's my worship, all of my worship, receive my worship, all of my worship. Here's my worship, all of my worship, receive my worship, all of my worship. Worship you for me. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Here's my worship, all of my worship.
So much in this place today. Hallelujah. For Lord, you are so worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy to receive all of our worship. Hallelujah. Lord, we pledge our total allegiance to you. Glory to God. There's no other God we know. Hallelujah. There's no other God we want to know. Hallelujah. There's no other God we worship. Hallelujah. We worship you, Abba, our Father, glory to God, the true and the living God, hallelujah, Jesus, the maker, the creator, the sustainer of heaven and earth, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we honor you for this time of worship, we honor you for this time of praise, we honor you for this time of thanksgiving, glory to God, and we honor you for this time, Father God, that we can stand and boldly share what thus said you to your people, even to some lost individual that might be listening this morning. Holy Spirit, we thank you now for your presence. Holy Spirit, we ask you now that you will go before the word, that you will quicken us in our innermost beings so that we can spiritually discern, my God, and receive your word in every area of our lives that needs the word impact in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to fill this place this morning. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to fill every vessel in this place. Glory to God. So that we can experience your life-changing power in our word or in our lives as the word goes forth, as we receive the word on good ground, that good ground being our hearts. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we thank you now that as I stand to share what thus saith you, as I stand to be the vessel that you set aside to flow through to share what Abba our Father and Jesus our Lord and King desires said in this place today, thank you that you do stand up in our body, that you do think with our mind, that you do speak with our mouth, that you do flow through me to say and do everything that our Father and Jesus our Lord and King desires you to say and do through us in this place today. Father God, we thank you that no satanic hindrance shall hinder the free flow of your word in this place today. Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, that we are empowered to prosper your way as we receive the word on good ground, that good ground being our hearts. Lord, we honor you today. We bless you. We give you praise for all things. And we do declare right now that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart are acceptable in your sight. You're our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we do pray. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen. Wherever you are, give God your best praise. Hallelujah. Give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's worthy. Somebody say he's worthy. Hallelujah. I like that song. Receive my worship. Hallelujah. All of my worship. Amen. From the Greek perspective, worship is a posture, if you will. Amen. When we really get into the depth of worship, we understand that worship is, as it relates to God, our allegiance to him. Amen. We have pledged our allegiance to him. Amen. And no other God. Somebody say amen. There are other gods in the earth realm. Somebody say amen. We bow down to none of those. Somebody say amen. We bow down to the only true and living God. Amen. The God that made us, glory to God. The God that created us, glory to God. The God that keeps us, glory to God. The God that provides for us, hallelujah. The God that sustains us, hallelujah. We worship him, glory to God, and him alone, hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Lord, we reverence you, hallelujah. God, we praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. All honor. Hallelujah. It belongs to you, Lord. All that we can muster up. All that we can give. All that we can find in ourselves. All that we can bear from the fruit of our lips. Glory to God. We give it all. Hallelujah. We give it all. Hallelujah. We give it all to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Great I am. Hallelujah. We honor you. Thank you. Hallelujah. You're awesome in this place, glory to God. You're awesome in our lives. You're the healer, glory to God. You're the deliverer, hallelujah. You're the life-changing God, hallelujah. Lord, we welcome you to fill every broken vessel, hallelujah. That's in this place, that's viewing us, glory to God, that's listening to us. We welcome you to do your life-changing power, to do your life-changing work, glory to God. On the inside of us, glory to God. Change us from the inside out, Lord God. Change us from the inside out, glory to God. And we receive your life-changing power in our lives. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we trust you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise for all things in Jesus' name. And all who agree with that praise, worship, prayer said, amen. Come on, let's bless God. Come on, let's bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless God for our praise team, our musicians, for everyone who's working to make these worship experiences what God would have him to be. You know, he wants to be in control. Amen. Glory to God. I feel this. Amen. He wants to be able to change our agendas. Glory to God. He wants to be able to change our plans. Amen. He wants to be able to have free reign, free rule, free flow in his church. Somebody say amen. This is his church. Jesus paid the price for the established Christian church in the earth realm. Amen. He said, upon this rock I will build what? My church. The church belongs to me. The ecclesia, the call out, the saved individuals belong to me. The assembly belong to me. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Somebody say amen. Sometimes you feel like hell's going to run you over. Amen. But the Lord declares, and we believe him, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. Somebody say amen. So we bless God for his authority, for his power. We bless God for the King, yes, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But I feel something on the inside of me. I'm trying to move on. But we give God praise, honor, and glory for all that he's done. Amen. We're in week number 5. Somebody say 5. Of our teachings. Entitled Truth Revealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week we started to share some truth with you that was revealed to me by the Holy Spirit during my time of study, during my time of just bathing in his presence from day to day. And his word to me was these truths. For these truths that we would hear last week and this week and perhaps even next week would inspire, encourage, enlighten, and they will be prophetic in nature. Amen. There are some things that God desires for the church to be aware of before they happen. Amen. There are some things that take place in the church that God desires his church to be aware of even before they happen. Somebody say amen. There are some things that will happen in the world soon. Somebody say soon. Soon might be 5 years. Soon might be 10 years. Soon might be tomorrow. Somebody say amen. That God desires his church to be aware of before they happen. Somebody say amen. That's why he gives us the prophetic ministry. Say prophetic ministry. Somebody say prophetic ministry. To help us to know the things that are to come so they won't catch us off guard when they come. Somebody say amen. I believe if we would have been listening clearly and not caught up in our ways of doing things, perhaps we would have knew that the pandemic was going to come before it came. Amen. And we would have been prepared for it. Somebody say amen. The prophet would have revealed it to the world. The world would have known. And we would have been better prepared for it when it arrived. Somebody say amen. So there are some things that God, somebody say God, Abba our Father, desires his church, or just desires Jesus' church to know that's going to happen before they happen so that we will be able to plan, even just wrap our minds around the things that will come. Y'all didn't give me no time starting. Somebody say amen. So I might run over a little bit. Somebody say amen. So in these lessons to come, in the lesson that was last week, we will be inspired, we will be encouraged, we will be enlightened, and there will be the prophetic voice that will share things to the church. Amen. Somebody say amen. Now, last week, we shared with you, I think, about 6 truths. Yeah, about 6 truths that the Holy Spirit revealed to me to share with the church. And I'm liking that Holy Spirit sharing things to me. Somebody say amen. Can I just digress for a minute? Yeah, that was Saturday morning. I told you half of it. I didn't tell you all of it. The Holy Spirit woke me up like he normally does. And I was agitated here in my mind. And I was agitated here in my spirit. I mean, I was big time agitated. There was a dream that attributed to that or contributed to that. But I was big time agitated. I went into my closet to pray. And I did all the binding and all the loosing and all the prayer that I could do to get that agitation to flow away from me, but it stayed around. In here, that's my spirit, and in here, mentally or in my mind. So I decided that after it didn't go away, after I had done everything spiritually and physically that I knew to do, that perhaps God was trying to tell me something. So I went on to my time of study, and God had already started talking to me, I think, last Thursday about what's a normal mind or what's a normal mindset. Somebody say normal mindset. A normal mind is a mind that's at peace. A normal mind is a mind that's at rest. A normal mind is a mind that's in neutral, if you will. If you know anything about a car, if you put the shifter in neutral, from neutral you can go anywhere. You can go down the drive, drive one, drive two, low, or you can go back to reverse or to park. You can go anywhere when the car is in neutral. You can shift the gears anywhere that you want to shift when the car is in neutral. Amen. When the mind is in neutral, somebody say the mind. When the mind is in neutral, it can go whatever thinking direction that you need it to go into when you need it to think. Somebody say amen. But if it's busy, if it's cluttered with something, perhaps you might not be able to think about the things that you need to think about to go in the direction that you're going in. Amen. So the Lord began to teach me that a normal mind, say a normal mind, is a mind that's at ease. You know, in the military, you're at attention, you're moving, or you can be at ease. And from at ease, they can call you to attention and call you anywhere. Somebody say amen. So the normal mind is the mind that's at ease. Somebody say at ease. When the mind is agitated with something or by something, the mind is not in a place of rest. Somebody say amen. And the Lord began to teach me about things that agitate the mind. Things that agitate us mentally. You need to listen to me because this is going somewhere. Somebody say amen. He began to show me outside entities or outside things or things outside the mind, outside the body, objective things that can cause the mind to agitate or can cause us mental agitation, if you will. He showed me how people can get you in a state of agitation mentally. Somebody say amen. And then he taught me about how things that we hear can agitate us mentally. And even conditions that we see can agitate us mentally. Amen. I learned that Thursday. And then Saturday morning, he wanted to teach me about inward agitation. Things that's inside of us that agitates us mentally. Somebody say amen. I woke up with the dream that Satan had placed on my mind, and the Lord would help me to understand that Satan can place some things on your mind while you're in your unconscious state or in sleep that can cause agitation mentally. Amen. And then he started sharing with me some other things about agitation that I really didn't understand. So I went to my friend Google, and I asked Google, what causes inward agitation of the mind in an individual? And then Google began to share with me health things. Somebody say health things. Health things. He started talking to me about the fact through Google that, you know, alcoholics get agitated when they're going through withdrawals and they can't get a drink. Somebody say amen. Very mentally agitated. Glory to God. And then he starts showing me about bipolar people. Bipolar people, I mean, they get agitated very quickly. I think my mother-in-law and my dad-in-law used to say that. They go from 0 to 100 pretty quickly. Somebody said pretty quickly. And then God began to show me about some other things, like I can't say it. It has to do with the thyroid. Somebody say thyroid. And then he starts, hypothyroid. And then he began to show me about hormone imbalances. Am I out of the camera? Somebody said hormone imbalances. And then he began to show me that that was part of my issue. I've been getting very short with people recently. And didn't know why I was so short. It agitated very quickly. And I just came from the doctor. I just got from the doctor last Thursday. So I got to call him back and tell him about the fact that I get agitated easily when I believe it is, et cetera, et cetera. And then he will explore it. Amen. Here's the point. God wants to, by the Holy Spirit, reveal things to us even about our health. If we would spend time with him and listen to him, if we would just take him out of our little churchy box, out of our little religious box, he can lead us into all truth in all areas of our lives. I'm not saying you won't need the doctor. When the Holy Spirit show you what's going on with you, you can pinpoint it to the doctor, amen. And he will know what to work on from that point forward, amen. So the Lord wants us to walk in truth that even the Holy Spirit will reveal to us even about our health. And that encouraged me. Somebody say encouraged me. That encouraged me to want to tune in just a little bit more and listen to what the Holy Spirit would have to say to us. So the truths, or some of the truth that God is revealing to us about the Holy Spirit in these days, will encourage us. Now, I'll throw this one in there. Now, even help us. Somebody say help us in our own physical health, if you will. Somebody say amen. Didn't share that last week, but I felt a leading of the Holy Spirit to share that this morning, so I share it now. Well, I didn't know to share it last week because I didn't have that knowledge last week. I said that to say that the Holy Spirit can reveal you something new from week to week. From week to week concerning life, concerning yourself, concerning the environment, et cetera, et cetera. So we have to spend a little time with him to be able to receive those truths. Somebody say amen. So last week I introduced to you 6 things that the Lord revealed to me that I needed to share with the church. Number one, he said, the Lord, somebody say the Lord can do some things because he wills to, or because he wants to. Because he wished to, amen. And I gave you scripture reference. I won't unpack these again today. I'll just rehearse them in your hearing. Number two, I told you that God said, or God says, that when the believer, said the believer, when the believer has friendship, that is fondness with the world, that is the world system, he or she is opposing, that is resisting him in some way, or he or she have some reason or reasons to fight against him or be against him in some area or areas of our lives. Again, I won't unpack that again. I unpacked it last week. Somebody say amen. Number three, he says from Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6, the New Living Translation, he says that he was doing a work on the inside of us. And then he described to us what kind of work he was doing. He said, one, he's doing a God work. Somebody say a God work. That helps me. He's doing a work in us that only he can do. Somebody say man. Number two, he says he's doing a good work. Say a good work. That's a work that's profitable for you and profitable for him. Somebody say man. Number three, he says he's doing an ongoing work. Somebody say man. The scripture says he'll be doing it until Christ returns. Somebody say man. Number four, he said that he was doing an inward work. Somebody said inward work. And number five, he said he was doing a progressive work, or a work that's conducive to change or improvement in our lives. Somebody say amen. And then he said, number four, God says he wants us to know that the Holy Spirit can be our can. Somebody say can be our devotional. You know, out here again, we buy all these devotional books that men has written. And I don't know why I'm in a hurry. That men has written out of their relationship with God, but you can write your own devotional. Somebody say amen. If we learn to spend time with the Holy Ghost and allow Him to share with us Scripture and give us insight from those Scriptures that will help our lives and even help others. Amen. And number five, I told you that God says, somebody say God says, man, that shook me a little bit. God says we're entering into a season that is a set time where Satan, somebody say Satan, don't be scared, call his name, where Satan will unsettle, that is, remove from an established place some in the church. Amen. I told you, if I was missing it, you would know about whether or not these things happen. Somebody say amen. And we unpacked that last week. And today we will pick up on number six, which will be more prophetic. Somebody say prophetic in nature as we share with you. Amen. Number six, God says, somebody say God says, it looks like there will be dissension among leadership in the global church or the universal church. See, it looks like it's going to be a divide. It looks like it's going to be dissension. It looks like there's going to be dispute in the universal church. Amen. My first thought was, because he didn't tell me what all that entailed, my first thought was the Vatican or the Catholic Church. And it could be. But it could be the Protestant church as well. Amen. Inclusive of all denominations, all Christian folks, all non-denomination. And as I stand and talk, I can begin to see the divide. He said that the divide would be both political and doctrinal. Doctrinal has to do with teachings that are taught in the Christian church that should come out of theology or our theology, but politics has to do with political parties, if you will. Somebody say amen. Some part of the church think we ought to follow one political group. Another part of the church thinks we ought to follow the other political group. I think we got to get to the point where we hear the voice of God, the church, and follow who God tells us to follow, whether it is either political group. Amen. The Lord taught me some things about politics this week. He taught that the root words for politics is policy. Somebody say policy. And I always hear him talking about policy, but I didn't even know exactly what they were talking about. And he shared with me that policies are man-made methods or man-made processes, if you will, that can cause one people group to advance and another people group not to advance. Amen. The policies are developed or created based upon the party's belief systems, if you will. Amen. If the party's belief system think you are not the progress, they'll write policy that keep you in a place. Or if the party thinks you are the progress, they have the power. Somebody say the power. To write policy that will cause you to get up and go and do something. Somebody say amen. But there will be a divide in the church, division in the church. Somebody say division in the church. And it will have to do, God says, with policy or politics and doctrines. We already have, in the denominational churches, we already believe that some parts of the Bible ought not to be taught. Especially as it relates to the spiritual gifts. See, some of y'all didn't know that. You just don't flow free in every church like you flow free in here. As a matter of fact, in some churches, if you stay and worship too long, the pastor might call you down. Because he believed that there's a certain agenda, a certain time that you're supposed to do everything, He'll call you down. There's going to be some differences in how we even do church polity. Somebody say polity. Polity has to do with government and the church. Somebody say amen. So in politics and in doctrine, God says that there's going to be some dissension among leadership. globally. Somebody say globally. Let me give you where that word originated from. Now, let me help you. Let me help you with origination. Somebody say origination. When I say origination, I don't mean that the scripture is going to say exactly what the point said. I'm saying that when God spoke this truth to me, or the Holy Spirit revealed this truth to me, this is the scripture that he carried me to reveal the truth. Somebody say origination point. Let me see if I can explain that a little further. We originated, all humankind, originated from God. However, we are not God. He's just the point of origin for us. Somebody say amen. The car, the automobile, the vehicle originated from man. Somebody say from man. However, man is not the vehicle, the car, or the automobile. Amen. Man is just the origination point for the vehicle. Amen. So when, glory to God. So when I give you this revealed truth, it might not say exactly what the scripture says, but it's the point of origin. Does that make sense to you? Now, I do teach where I give you a point and then I give you a proof text that bags up the point, amen. Like my sister-in-law would say, this ain't that. This is a little different, and it's something that I had to get used to. Somebody say amen. So God says that there's going to be dissension among leadership globally or universally in the church. Somebody say amen. And here's where this originated from. Go to Acts chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. I won't spend too much time there because I got a lot to tell you. Somebody say amen. And you will see the word dissension. Somebody say dissension. And certain men came down from Judea and talked. Somebody said doctrine. Doctrine is teaching. Somebody said teaching. Well, this wouldn't be teaching that lines up with the word of the Lord, because they were teaching that there has to be something else that goes along with being saved, opposed to just believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. So they was teaching. They came down. They taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised, according to the custom of Moses. That always just blows me away. How you gonna know if they're circumcised? And I'll leave that right there for your imagination. According to the custom of Moses, you cannot what? Be saved. Verse number 2. That doctrine right there caused a dissension in the church. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small what? Dissension. What is dissension? Dissension is one, disagreement. Somebody say disagreement. And two, dissension is discord. So that teaching, I looked at you and thought about family, Adrian. That teaching right there caused discord, disagreement in the church way back then. There's going to be some discord and disagreement in the church. And I don't say that in a happy way, because I don't want to see the church at all. Because we're one body, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. And we ought to march that way, amen. But when I looked at you, Adrian, the Lord planted a thought about family in me. Somebody say family. We have disagreement in the family. Because one parent want to teach one thing, and the other parent want to teach another thing, amen. I learned a long time ago that we can allow the word of God to be the happy medium. And get on the same page and teach what thus said the Lord about family and how we should bring the family up. And see, a lot of times in the African-American family, I would say the black family or the colored family or the Negro family, whichever one you claim, a lot of times in the African-American family, the leadership can't get on the same page. And the division trickle down to the children. So the children, they have to choose which parent I'm going to follow. Am I going to follow mama? Well, I'm going to follow daddy. Parents, this is a word from the Lord to somebody. We need to get on the same page as it relates to how we're going to rear our children. And if you're in disagreement about it, don't bring it out. Don't let your children see it. Let them see you unified when you come out raising them. Because you're going to play you. Oh, I got a lot of amens on that. Children will play you. We used to fight about behind closed doors. I can talk about us. I can't talk about y'all because I don't know what y'all did. We used to fight behind closed doors about how we were going to raise our children. But they didn't know it. We didn't get too loud. And when we came out from behind those closed doors, we presented a united front before them. My wife came from a system, if you will, with her mom and dad, where they rewarded the children for doing good things. You know, you made all A's, you got money. If you did something else good, you got rewarded. You might have gone to the show or the movies, if you will. But they were rewarded. We didn't necessarily practice that. So when we came together, we had to get on the same page about what we were going to do about that. We got on the page of rewarding. Somebody say amen. Because that motivated. That caused them to want to do. Money ought not to be the motivator, but it was. Amen. Somebody say amen. It caused them to want to do better. Somebody say amen. I didn't believe in going to all the football games and all the other activities that they had. My wife came from a system where they did that. And this is nothing derogatory concerning my dad. I can remember I was in the marching band for 3 years, and I can remember only a couple of games that he came to. Was he busy? I don't know. What was his reasoning? But my wife, he did. He treated you differently than he treated me. Amen. Maybe because you are a girl. but anyway, my wife came from a system. My wife came from a system where the parents supported what the children did. I had to get on that page. Somebody say amen. One of the things that my middle son would say to you, my middle son being Chris, would say to you, that he will say to you, and I've got a lot of cards at home. I cry sometimes when I read his cards that he sent me. Because he would say, and I don't mean to call one out and not talk about the other one. It's Chris this week. It'll be one of the other ones next week. Somebody say amen. They might be listening this morning too. Amen. Chris will say that I was one of his strongest supporters. And that makes me glad that he knew that I could, that he could count on me to be there for him, whether it was with presence. Somebody say ministry of presence. Whether it's present, whether it was presence, money, verbal support, whatever he needed. Somebody say amen. So parents, this is a word from the Lord, and I didn't even know. This is off of the script. We need to get on the same page about raising our children. And the medium, I'll use that term, the medium needs to be the Word of God. I don't believe in spanking my children. Well, the Word says something else. Jeremy, the Word says something else. The Bible says that when the child is full of foolishness, not just a little, but full of foolishness, which means at some point, I know I got full of foolishness. My mom used to say I was smelling myself. And she used what the scriptures say. She used the rod to drive it out. And I started to put this one out there for the word for the day last week, but I knew I would have got a lot of kickback. And then the next verse under that says, if you beat them, you won't kill them. You might save their lives. I can tell you, some of those whippings, beatings, whatever that was my mom was giving me that she gave to me looked like on a regular basis, saved my life. It made me afraid to do some things that some of my peers were doing, amen, because I knew, one, I had to face her, and two, I could wind up somewhere that caused me not to live a good life down the road. Now, I'm not advocating that you just beat your children. I'm not advocating that. Because that's another thing my wife had to help me with. God got me on the family right now. I believe that we should whoop them for everything. That was my belief. And my wife, behind closed doors, had to help me. She's been a great help to me in my life. She had to help me. She said, baby, we don't beat them for everything. We don't whoop them for everything. I learned that some things that they, some things, Erica, some things, some, Some things that they did were teachable moments. They were moments to teach us with our mouths. And maybe even a hands-on experiment, if you will. I will not do this no more. Write that 200 times. You write that enough time, man, that stuff impacts your brain. And right when you get ready to step into, I will not do that no more, will rise up in your mind. So we don't apply the rod for everything, Belbo. Just foolishness, full of foolishness. And if I can bring that home a little bit farther, stuff that's going to hurt them. One of my children, Lord, I got to tell this one. One of my children was the bag man for somebody else that was stealing. I will tell you which one of them was. And I'm not proud of this, but I had to make an example out of that situation. That was foolishness, because that could end them up in jail. And I took him home, and I whooped him in a non-conventional way. He said, Dad, I got it, I got it. I said, no, you ain't got it yet. And then I start saying things like, I'm not going to let those folks kill you. I'm not going to let this system play in your life. I'm going to do all I can not to. Didn't have that kind of, if it did happen again, I didn't know anything about it. And I'm proud to say this morning, and I didn't know I was going to say this, I'm proud to say that Vicki and I, with the help of the Lord, raised some pretty good boys. Some pretty good boys, amen. The rod we applied, even to a rod. Somebody say amen. The rod, and it didn't kill them. We got no pun intended. We raised some men, some family men, some providers. Parents, get on the same page about raising your children. Husbands, even if you have to submit to something that your wife is sharing with you, get on the same page. We come out of different systems. I know we're in the same culture, but we come out of different systems, amen. And different systems teach different things, amen. If it's biblically based, encouragement, reward. God rewards those who diligently seek him, amen. He rewards those who pray in secret, amen. The scriptures say he rewards openly. That's a system that we can practice. This is a word from the Lord. I ain't going to get through with this today. I see that. This is a word from the Lord. Man. I say that too. You know, the same page about raising your children. Read the same stuff. But read the stuff that's biblically based. Man, I was on Facebook the other day, and I ran across this lady. She was teaching about promptings of the Spirit or something like that. And she held up this book. And I automatically got conviction to buy the book. I thought it was going to help me in my spiritual life. When I started reading the book, it started showing me things that were going, that's going forth in the church as teaching, biblical teachings, that ain't biblical. I said, oh, this is why I had to buy this book. So I put the book down. And I'll probably finish reading because it might help me to help us. But even your book reading, there's a lot of biblical literature that we can get our hands on, that we can read, that will help us to raise our families. We need to even read that same material. Parents, here's the word of the Lord again. We need to get on the same page as it relates to rearing or raising our children. When my mama did this, your mama could have been wrong. When my dad did, your daddy could have been wrong. Well, they got it from my grandmama, and I know your grandmama could have been wrong. Yeah. Amen. Number six, it looks like there's going to be some dissension among leadership in the universal church. Somebody say amen. Number seven. Oh, this is a good one right here. Let me preface what I'm getting ready to say with this. I'm not a political party supporter. I'm telling you that. I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Okay. So I'll give you this one. God says, somebody say God says, that there are some, say some, in the Republican Party that still desires to be in control. So since they are not, this is what God said to me. Again, let me tell you this. I don't go looking for this stuff. I don't go looking for this stuff, Dante, that he shares with me. I don't. He just shares it with me since he desires to share it with me. I listen. So I ain't talking against your party. I'm just saying what thus says the Lord, amen. And what you need to do is watch out for it. Somebody say, watch out for it. God says, somebody say, God says. God says that there are some in the Republican Party that still desires to be in control. So since they are not, this is what God says, they will do all. Somebody say all. God puts emphasis on all. They will do all that they can to hamper the success of our current president and current vice president. It's all because they still want to be in control. Amen. Somebody say amen. Where does this word originate from? This word originated from Acts chapter 17, verse number 5. I ain't talking against your party. You can follow whoever you want to follow. But you need to know what's happening so you can make an intelligent decision if you want to listen to the Lord concerning who you should follow. Amen. And the next thing I'm going to share with you, you're going to think of a party bias. I'm not party bias. I'm just saying what thus says the Lord. And he chose particular people for particular set times in the earth realm to get particular things done. Amen. That brought up something from here. Origination point. Say origination point. But the Jews who were not persuaded, becoming envious. They're not persuaded that these folks ought to be in the White House. Somebody say amen. Took some evil men from the marketplace and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar. Somebody say in an uproar. And attacked the house. Attacked the house of Jason and sought to what? Bring them out to the people. What was driving that? What was driving that? Envy. Somebody say envy. Somebody say envy. I covered where you are. Amen. So with inordinate excessive covetousness, I'm going to do all I can to make sure you don't be successful so that I can get back where you are. Thus said the Lord. Pastor, you getting all political. I promise you, I'm not all political. I'm just all ears. Somebody say ears. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. How much time I got? Number 8. Somebody say, God said. Oh, man, this is good. God said that the current president, and I got to give you one more after this one because if I don't, you'll be lost. God said that the current, concerning what he's saying, God said that the current president and the current vice president will make a difference in the world for good. I didn't say in the United States alone, but I said in the world. Somebody say in the world for good. Somebody say for good. This word originated from Acts chapter 17, verse number 6. Pastor, anyway. But when, is that number 6? But when they, is that 6? Did I mean 5? Let me look. I meant 6. Yeah. You ought to know, Pastor. I do know from the paper. Amen. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers. I wish I had time to give you context. Brethren, to the rulers of the city, crying out, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. They were saying those men had turned the world upside down. They were speaking from a negative perspective because they wanted something done to those folks. Amen. God is saying from a perspective of good that our current president and our current vice president is going to turn the world upside down for good. And again, I'm not saying it because I'm a Democrat. Because I am independent. I'm saying it because, and a lot of black church folks are probably getting mad, if he's independent, I'm independent. I independently follow the way the Lord wants me to go. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. I'm saying this because this is what the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, has said to me. Does it make sense to you? Here's one more. Number nine. These are all prophetic. Somebody say prophetic. You see, the prophetic utterance don't have to be hard to understand. It just needs to be uttered the way God gave it to us to utter. Somebody say amen. God said that our current president and our current vice president are problem solvers, not problem makers. He said that the current prez and the current vice prez are not problem makers, but problem solvers. And I have a note down here that I'm not saying it's because they're Democrats, but because God chose them to solve some of the problems in the United States and even in the world at this time, season in our lives. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1. I thought y'all would be shouting by now. Because some problems are getting ready to be solved. And I might have to give you one more to get you excited. Listen to what the proverbial writer, or what the Holy Spirit inspired Solomon to write. He says, the king's heart. Somebody say the king's heart. During the time when this was written, kings rule countries. Kings still do rule some countries, amen. But in our economy or in our system, we have the highest office in the land is the president. Second highest office in the land is the vice president. So we have presidents and vice presidents. Somebody say amen. Heart right there denotes the heart. Somebody say the heart. But figuratively, it has to deal with the feelings, the intellect, the will of an individual. Amen. So God is saying that the leadership in this country, or in this country, intellect, wills, feeling, heart, is in his hand. Like the river of water, he turns it wherever he wants to. I didn't make this up. It's what the scripture says. He turns it wherever. Now, I told you the last president was chosen by God because that's what God told me. And then he started showing me where he chose Pharaoh. And he chose Judas. So he can choose on both sides, if you will, amen. But he chose him with a purpose. He chose him to bring a lot of things to light in this country that are not right, amen. That's just like God. He'll show you the problem, then he'll give you a solution. Amen. One more. Number nine. Man, I still got three more on this one, and then he just gave me two more this morning. I end up with like five more next week. God says, somebody say, God says. Oh, my God. It's number 10. I'm looking at it. It says 10, too. God says, somebody say, God says. God says that this country has been in travail. And can I pause right there? Not because of the pandemic. This country was in travail before the pandemic, amen. Oh, my God. But the pandemic didn't discriminate, amen. The pandemic has hit everybody, amen. High class, low class, middle class, folks with money, folks trying to get money, folks without money. It didn't discriminate, amen. But this is what God says. God says that this country has been in travail, and now, somebody saying now, it's time for her to be delivered. Travail. Somebody say travail. Travail has to do with, no, this is what he said. He said travail through policies that help some and hurt others. Okay, can I make it real plain to you? This country has been hurting because there are policymakers that make policies to help some and to hurt others. Amen. I ain't being black here. This is what God said. Amen. And then he said to me, unequally yoked. Now, what unequally yoked has to do with this, Lord? He says, unequally yoked, people not being treated fairly in this country. Amen. God says that this country has been in travail and now it's time for her to be delivered. Let me give you the scripture. Deliver means to give birth to. Okay, I'm going to have to give you one more so that this can make sense. Luke chapter 2, verse number 6. I still got 3 minutes. This is where this truth is. Are y'all listening? Is this helping you? Luke chapter 2, verse number 6. And this is about, this scripture is a reference to Jesus Christ. Mama giving birth to him. And I can say mama, can't I? Mother giving birth to him. It says, so it was that while they were there, they were in Bethlehem. The days were completed. Or the set time came. Somebody say set time. For her to be delivered. God is saying to us that it's time for us to be delivered or come. You know, in a woman that's having a baby, she's in great labor. She's in great labor when she's getting ready to have that baby. She's in great labor. But then she gives birth to the baby. She pushes the baby out. And what happens? The labor stops. The travail stops. The pain stops, if you will, amen. God says we're moving to a place where the pain is getting ready to stop. Somebody said the pain is getting ready to stop. The travail is getting ready. Does that make sense to you? Well, let me give you the next one. This might help you. Which one is this, Daniel? Number what? Number 11. God says, somebody said, God said, we. God says that this country is about to give birth, and he gives emphasis to give birth to the success of many and not just a select few. God bless America. Somebody say, God bless America. So some of us who've been in travail for a long time, the table is getting ready to be set through fair policies that will give everybody an opportunity to prosper. Somebody say amen. I thought y'all would be shouting on that one, amen. Now, I'm closing. Jeremy, it don't make no difference to me who's in power. Whether it's a Republican or a Democrat or independent. Because the Lord promised me whatever I do, I will prosper. Because he's with me. When they start talking about, look like we prosper more when the Republicans are in the headship more than we do the Democrats, I start looking back over my life. Jeremy, since I connected to Victory A. Huggins and gave my life totally to Jesus, I've been going this way. I don't care who was in office, Dante. I don't care. Even in the pandemic, the Lord has blessed my wife and I. Even in the pandemic, I'm going to give you my testimony after a while. Even in the pandemic, the Lord has been carrying us this way. Even though we've had some folks sick in the family, the Lord has been carrying us. In the family who's been sick, you can witness to the fact you've been going this way. So I don't give a care who's in there. Amen. I know you thought I was going to cuss. No, cuss. Not curse, cuss. But I'm going to prosper. Because the Lord is with me. You can prosper if you get your head wrapped around this. No matter who's in the White House. Because the Lord is with you. If he be for you, who can be against you? Amen. I mean, we talk about favor, but do we actually know what favor is? Amen. Favor will take you around some things. Amen. Favor can set you in some places where you don't even have the credentials to be. Amen. Do we actually know what we're talking about when we talk about the favor of God? Amen. In my secular job, I had one of the highest paying non-contract jobs that anybody had in the department that I was in. And it wasn't because I had the credentials, amen, but it was because I had the favor of God on my life, amen. Favor can take us some places that credentials cannot take us. And if you don't believe me, read the life of Joseph. The favor of God took him some places, even after he got knocked down a couple of times, that perhaps, yeah, that's right, Lord, perhaps his nationality said that he shouldn't be, amen. He was a Hebrew, amen, and he became the second in command in a paganistic society up under the Pharaoh, amen. Favor took him there, amen. Y'all missing it. So, I might say it this time. I really don't give a care. Amen. Who's in control? Because God is with me. And if we only but learn to hear him and do what he asks us to do. I'm thinking. I had $20,000 in my hand one time. God told me to invest it in some high-risk stuff. I talked to somebody and they talked me out of it. I don't know what happened to that $20,000. I know one thing. I didn't make no money off of it. Okay. I didn't make no money off it because I didn't put it in the place God told me to put it. Amen. If I would have put it in the place, God was leading me way back there. If I had put it in the place where God told me to put it, you might not have to work so hard right now. Amen. You know, you're an heir. Amen. He said, that'll work out here. I'm telling you, as I close the third time. My pastor, I've been listening to my pastor. I don't normally listen to a whole lot of preaching because I don't like anything to get into what God is saying to me. My pastor is teaching, George M. Matthews II, is teaching that we're in a season that if we don't learn to follow the lead of the Holy Ghost, we won't get all that God has for us. Head, not the tail. Not if you don't follow the Holy Spirit. Above and not beneath. Not if you don't learn how to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. You will be in the middle somewhere. Or you might even be beneath. The last point I'm going to make in this particular teaching that I'm doing right now, the Lord told me this morning, so I'll tell you. Is that refreshing is at hand for the church. Refreshing comes through the Holy Spirit and through the prophetic ministry. And I'll show you that in the end of this series if you hang in there. Let us pray. Anything else, Lord? Yes, sir, I heard you. Ah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you are so good. We taste your goodness, Lord. And we know that we're blessed because we trust in you. Thank you for your liberating word of truth, Lord, that will set us free if we let it. Thank you. We honor you, we trust you, we give you praise for all things in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank you, Lord. Good morning to all of our listeners, all of our members, and all of us who are joining with us by way of teleconferencing. Amen. I think I forgot to do that earlier. Amen. If you're listening or viewing us today and you know that you're in need of Jesus as Lord and Savior, here's your opportunity to invite him in. Know by faith that he's coming. Lord, come into my life. Change me. Lord, come into my life. Save me. Invite him in. Know that he's coming in by faith and know he's going to work a work in us that only he can do. Somebody say amen. If you're here today listening to us by way of teleconferencing or viewing us by way of the different outlets that we're on, and God is dealing with you about sowing seed into this ministry or sharing, offering, there's about five ways that you can. You can give through Giblify. Go to Giblify, look for Friendship CCM, my picture, or our logo, FCCM. Press on that impression, if you will. Follow the promptings, amen. If you desire to give by way of Cash App, we are $. Did I get it right? $. $. $. I'll try to catch up, I promise you. $. Friendship CCM, the F in friendship is capitalized. Amen. You can give by way of PayPal. You can go to our website, click on the promptings that show you how to give. Go to PayPal and you can make an offering or sow a seed through there, through that particular avenue. You can sow seed through bank bill pay. That is the same way that you pay your other household bills by online bank payment, and then you can use the United States Postal Service to mail an offering. Our address is 1238 1238 Centerport Parkway, Birmingham, Alabama 35215. Amen. Our children's church ministry starts in just a little bit. We went over again this week, and you can view children's church ministry by way of Zoom. I'm waiting on the directions for Zoom. Amen. The ID number for Zoom is, somebody say you ought to know about now. No. The time is at 11:30. The ID number is 832-34-6582. That's 832-34-6582. And the password is 680-632. That's 680-632. Our staff, children's church staff, is waiting to serve the children or to minister to the children on their level for being ministered to. Amen. Beginning tomorrow, first Monday in February, we will do our first Monday presentation from the pastor's desk at around 9 a.m. So you can look. We'll only do that on Facebook Live. At 9 o'clock a.m., you can hear what the Lord has to say to the church and even to some lost individuals from Pastor Huggins' desk. Somebody say amen. Let me invite you to join us each Wednesday night at 6:45 p.m. for our weekly Bible study. We're studying, understanding the value of the Scriptures. Amen. And if you join with us, I'm sure that God will say something that will help you to understand how valuable the Scriptures are for our living. Somebody say amen. Well, that's all that I have. Until next week, May God bless you. May God keep you. May His face shine upon you. May He give you peace. May He prosper you in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, or in your lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.